Otherwise, if you listen to the unqualified person, then your mantras, shakti, potency will be disappeared. Hari Bhakti will ask to explain this.
Mantra should be chanted this way. And Gop Kumar, he told, he's a disciple, Mahaprabhu Brahmana. When I received Gopal Mantra from my Gurudev, that time my Gurudev fainted. Even my Gurudev did not explain what the meaning of this mantra and what is the process of chanting the mantra. But I have faith with my Guru instruction. Because Gurudev, before giving this mantra, he told, this is called the mercy of Jagadishwar. Use this word, the prasad, Jagadishwar prasad. The mercy of Jagadishwar. And he told me, if you chant this mantra, you will attain your highest perfection. And that time he did not explain the meaning of this mantra. Actually, knowingly, unknowingly, if you chant this mantra, mantra automatically gives his own and what is called activity, you know. The mantra has own power, shakti. Mantra has own shakti. As like fire. Knowingly, unknowingly, if you touch the fire burns you or not?
Burns.
Knowingly, unknowingly, if you drink the poison, you will become sick or not? Not only sick, maybe you will die also. Because every what is your drabba? Drabba means everything they have own shakti is there. Knowingly, unknowingly, if you drink the poison, you will be die. So, or knowingly, unknowingly, if you drink the poison, nectar, you will become healthy and immortal. So for this regard, Shastra is saying, Jatha Agad Raj Ivo. Agad Raj means that is called nectar. Sanskrit word using there, Jatha Agad Raj Ivo. You are sitting there, you come this way because sun rays not coming, sun rays coming. Agad Raj Ivo. Agad Raj means. In the same way, mantra has own shakti. But this mantra is coming from the guru, then affect your body. And you see, material example is not, all example is not, what is called? Proper, you cannot give. Just I give the knowingly, unknowingly, you touch the fire, your hand will be burned. But knowingly, unknowingly, you chant this mantra. You don't know this mantra, but what result will you get? Maybe the question will come. Anywhere you can got some mantra, Gopal mantra, or written in Shastra. But what benefit will you get? Question is coming. That we will be only create the Sukriti. But when same mantra you received from Guru, and then you will get the potency will come. You understand? This is the thing. Here they give an example. Maybe you have seen in the ground of the what is called banyan trees. under the in the ground the banyan trees, you can very rare you can see the small small as a plant banyan trees plant, but you can see thousand also the fruits, banyan fruits,
yes,
are there, and many seeds are there, but not coming. But plant not coming. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But same banyan fruits, when the any birds eating, and coming in their
digestion,
and also stooling, then banyan plant coming. Even sometimes on the top of the building, you can see there.
Yeah.
So how this is coming? Because one kind of liquid or something in the body of the bird and connected with the seed of the banyan tree, and that is also manifested the
plant.
In the same way, if you chant this mantra without receiving from Guru, you cannot get any fruits. Maybe some only get Sukriti. Hey. Understand? Another thing that is also that Guru should be that mantra siddhi. Who has mantra siddhi? If the Guru gave this mantra, then mantra will get the that mantra will give the fruits.
Same with Harinam?
Sure. What did he say?
Saying that if the Guru has mantra siddhi, he has perfected the mantra, when he gives that to the disciple, then the disciple will get the fruit.
Yes. For this you are saying this word, mantra siddhi. And Guru means his word. He has mantra siddhi. If he has no mantra siddhi, or is received from mantra from Guru, you cannot get any fruits. You understand? Given another example, sometimes the snake charmer, they also catching the snake. How they catching the snake? They have mantra siddhi. Snake control the control the snake with that mantra. And that time they also catch the snake. And if you have no mantra siddhi, if you try to catch the cobra, then cobra also bites you. Understand? This is the thing. So everything is mantra siddhi. Understand? Mantra siddhi, this is very important. If you have no mantra siddhi, or giving mantra to your disciple, then even your disciple chanting this mantra, following this, get not any fruits.
Only Sukriti.
Only Sukriti means that. So the Guru means his word, this way, who has mantra siddhi. This mantra siddhi, without mantra siddhi, nothing. This is the thing. Others can get mantra from anywhere.
Yeah.
Understand? So everybody can make the disciples.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll go, I get this mantra from my Guru, I give it to you. But you receive this mantra from your Guru, but you have mantra siddhi or not? You understand? This is the process. Mantra siddhi, this is what mantra siddhi, understand?
Perfection of the mantra.
Perfection of the mantra. That is the mantra siddhi. What is the follow the Portuguese?
From which part?
Which did I say?
Então, o Gurudev está contando sobre a história de Gopi Kumara, né? Antes ele estava falando como o Guru dá essa misericórdia que é sem causa. E aí também, ele falou como, na verdade, o Guru deu o mantra para Gopi Kumara e não explicou o significado, né? O Prabhu perguntou assim, que como que o Guru de Gopi Kumara deu para ele o mantra e não falou o significado.
Como os profetas que contar.
Como explicou qual o processo de cantar, e aí Gurudev explicou, né, que quando o Guru de Gopa Kumara deu o mantra para ele, ele desmaiou. Mas antes ele tinha falado para o Gopa Kumara que o que ele estava dando aquele mantra era a misericórdia de Jagadishwara, né, Jagadishwara Prachada, e que se ele tivesse fé, né, que ele tinha que cantar com fé, ele ia alcançar a perfeição. Então Gurudev está explicando aqui que o Guru, se o Guru tiver mantra siddha, tiver a perfeição do mantra, quando ele te der o mantra, esse mantra vai dar fruto. Mas se ele não tiver nenhuma realização do mantra, então o que vai acontecer? Você vai só acumular sukriti. O Gurudev explicou que em vários lugares você pode, né, no Shastra você pode conseguir o Gopal Mantra, em vários lugares você pode encontrar ele, mas se você canta esse Gopal Mantra sem o Guru ter mantra siddha, o que acontece? Você só acumula sukriti.
Talvez você acumule.
Talvez você vai cantar e não vai acontecer nada, ele também falou, né? Então por isso que a importância do Guru ter essa mantra siddha, realizado a perfeição do mantra. Então quando ele canta dessa maneira, o discípulo que ouve e recebe, ele vai obter frutos disso.
Um exemplo da
Bani. Ele falou. Não, é a figueira de Bengala. Então ele deu esse exemplo da figueira de Bengala, que você vê na figueira de Bengala vários frutos dela assim, né, perto das raízes, mas muito raro você ver que uma planta nasce ali. Mas quando um pássaro vem e come aquela semente, e aí ele digere ela, depois quando, né, ele defeca, aí o que acontece? É porque existe alguma coisa no sistema digestivo dele que mistura ali com aquela semente, então ela brota. Então esse é um exemplo para mostrar que quando o discípulo entra em contato com o Guru, que tem mantra siddha, e ele recebe esse mantra, aí quando ele cantar, ele vai alcançar a perfeição do mantra. Ele deu outro exemplo?
Snake Charmer.
Snake Charmer. Outro exemplo é isso, né? Como fala? Encantador de cobra. Ele também tem que ter mantra siddha, ele tem que ter essa perfeição do mantra de como encantar a cobra. Quando ele tem essa perfeição, ele canta o mantra, aí ele pode pegar a cobra. Mas se ele não tem isso, né, e ele canta o mantra e tenta pegar a cobra, o que acontece? Aí ela vai picar ele. Ele perguntou assim, né, como que é de cantar o Gopala Mantra fora da japa, fora do horário do Gayatri Mantra. Aí Gurudev falou que pode, não tem problema, né, que Bhaktivinoda Thakura explicou isso, que Narayana Goswami Maharaj estava cantando. Acho que você deve cantar só você pode ouvir, né? Porque se você cantar alto, uma pessoa que não é qualificada pode ouvir, aí você vai perder toda a chakra do mantra. Porque assim, qualquer pessoa, né? Se você pudesse cantar assim, qualquer pessoa ia virar guru, eu tenho esse mantra e dou pra você.
E você perde também, se você cantar alto, você vai perder
perde toda a chakra do mantra.
E pode cantar 108 vezes.
Ele falou que tá mencionado no Guardiana Rasa, né? Pode cantar 108 vezes.
These are things. Mantra Siddhi is very important.
Sure, Gurudev. But you're saying that knowing or unknowing, if you chant mantra, it will have power, effect. Just like fire, if you know or not, if you touch it, will burn you. But so why there is this five process like mantrata chintan and to meditate on the deity? Is this because we don't have faith?
What?
There's five processes of chanting your mantras, no? And mantrata chintana
you have. Kali Yuga jivas, they have no spontaneous to chant mantra or do it. For this, many rules are given. What is the meaning of quarantine?
Quarantine.
And quarantine you are.
You have to follow some strict rules, stay in one place.
No, quarantine when you stay in one place, don't go out. Understand? Mm-hmm. You can stay one place, don't move in here and there. Mm-hmm. This virus will be spread, or maybe your body very weak, other virus will come and disturb your ability. Another thing you can see, what is the putting the mask? Why are you putting this mask?
To protect you from the virus.
Protect you and maybe inside your this
you have virus.
Have or to go to other spread to others. Otherwise your body is good because others also and virus will affect your body. For this reason, this mask. But mask is not the only protect you.
Protect others.
and protect others also. Protect yourself and protect. So now coming in this way, the what is saying?
Mantrartha
chintana. If you not follow, and you have to be quarantined, you are not always staying in the room. Okay, go to out room, but you have to put the mask. This rule is given. COVID-19 rules, actual care, this rules is given. And always help to, what is called, clean your hands, what is it called?
Sanitize.
These things. Because others, the virus will come to you. But otherwise, your virus is going to
another person.
And in the same way, Kali Yuga Jivas, they don't want to meditate these things. So many rules are giving them there. Mantrartha Chintanam, and Nas, Mudra, these many rules are giving these. And if you have spontaneous duty, that automatically manifests in your heart.
Even without knowing the meaning. Even without knowing the meaning, if it's
mantra giving the fruits. Without meaning, mantra is no need. If you know the mantra and know the meaning of mantra, but don't know meaning of a mantra, mantra automatically gives. Mantras automatically give this. Because mantra means this word. What is the meaning of mantra?
Mystic power.
Mind.
Mantra, actual mantra ultimately has the mystic power. The mystic power is there ultimately. Mantra is the mystic power inside there. You knowingly, unknowingly chant this mantra. But here if you have offense, aparad, then mantra will not give fruits. So for the giving the rules, okay. If you have offense, you chant a mantrartha chintanam. The many rules are giving, prapatti, saranagati, atma nivedan. Many rules are giving these. And say, rules are giving to whom? Who is completely a stupid nonsense, that's correct. You have to follow these rules. And one who is spontaneous is past impressions. What do you mean? Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur, he did not receive Harinam Diksha from any guru. Haridas Thakur life history also explains this. But when he born spontaneous, he chanted holy names. That is called Satasiddha. Satasiddha, understand? Self-manifest. This thing also. But had the rules also, again, you have to take shelter, Lord Shri of Gurus, 64 limbs of, you have followed the 64 limbs of bhakti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself showing this way. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took this diksha from Ishwar Puripad. Why? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Bhagavan. Rupa Goswami Pad, he did not receive any diksha mantra from any guru. There are not mentioned Rupa Goswami Pad, any diksha guru. And for the Chaitanya Charitamrita, mention one bar, what is called? Diksha mantra adi, diksha prashtarja adi apachana kari. Jihas parse harinam achandale uddhari. How is powerful this mantra? If you have no guru, no anything, but if you chant holy name, automatically you are. Krishna prema will manifest in your heart. So that means those who have chanted many years, thousand lives, that is no need. Even Bhaktivinoda Thakur explained, one who did not receive diksha mantra from any guru, if the prema or bhava or prema manifested in his heart, that means in previous life, he did everything. You understand?
He did everything means?
When previous life, you perform all bhajan sadhan. Just this is the doing this. Understand? Give an example. You married one city. You come in another city, then anybody asks, who is this lady. He will say, she is my wife. Then he will say, I did not see. She married with you. Then are you going to marry the city or not? No need.
No.
In the same way, hey, listen Hari Katha. What did he say?
Like if you are married and you go to another city and someone asks you, who is this? This is my wife, but I didn't see you are married. But that's not, you have to marry again. Because you have
so in the same way, if you see that one person is prem manifest in his heart, but bhav manifest in his heart, that means previous life,
he has practiced bhajan and sadhana.
He practiced bhajan and sadhana, everything. This is the symptoms also. Yeah? But according to the rules, Shastra is saying, no. You have to receive diksha mantra from Guru. This way. Yeah? Because Shastra again giving the slokas. What is the slokas? Shruti, Smriti, Puranadi, Naradi, Pancharatri, Vidhing Vina. Vaikanti ki harer bhakti, utpad ki kevalam. What is the meaning?
Que se a gente não segue as regras dos Vedas, por exemplo, os Upanishads, nada do Pancharatra, e acha, ah, eu tenho devoção direcionada a Krishna, na verdade, isso é uma enganação, você só causa perturbação para si mesmo, para os outros, para a sociedade.
Hã? Linda nisso. The spontaneous visual is coming this way. So, actually, this process, habit, we talk about the mystery. Sometimes you chant Gayatri Mantra, sometimes not. Do this way. So why not coming? You sit, sometimes it's also what? Sprouted. When you stop the giving the water, then sprouted will be also.
Dry.
In the same way, you are chanting Gayatri Mantra, receive Guru Mantra. But when you stop, then?
Dry.
So, this is continue. You have to. English word saying, what is it called? Rolling
stone gathers no moss.
Rolling stone never. Rolling stone
gathers
no
moss.
If the stone always rolling, that neat and clean and very.
Dry.
Chicken, I mean very smooth. And those stones are staying in one place. You know, he's staying in one place,
like
so
that,
much moss coming. Fungus coming. And those stones are always moving. This is the process also. So never stop the chanting.
Mantra.
Then mantra will give force. These are things. If you stop, then how mantra will give? For this regard, these rules is giving. Mantrartha chintanam. Then mantra, this dhishthatri devata, nas, mudra, prapatti, saranagati, and
atmanivedam.
Actually, all rules are giving to whom? Those who are not following the rules. This is the thing. Understand? And even also those who have the following the rules for the loka shiksha. You understand? Our Goswamis, six Goswamis, they are Mukta Mahapurusha. The eternal essence of Krishna. But they still also follow the all the rules. Sankha Prabhupada Nama Ganana TV, Palo Sanukrito, Nidra Hara Viharga Viju, Chaton Dino Chajo, Radha Krishna Gunasmati, Mudhirvana Nanasana Mohito, Bande Rupa Sanatano, Rahujugo, Srijiva Gopalako. Six Gosamis. They are Mukta Mahapurusha. But every day chanted fixed round. A gopi they chanted fixed round or not? Why not? Understand? Why not? Follow?
I don't know.
Spontaneous.
Hã? Deixar
olá. Hã? Vunus. Ari Govinda Eternal Assist of Krishna. Harsh Mudra. Nitya Parikar. In Golok Vrindavan, there are no these types of rules. They're spontaneous. That is called Savabhiti. Understand? When patient, then doctor give the
medicine.
Yeah. Many instructions.
Prescription.
Prescription. You do this, follow these, do this. Or if you are not patient, no need to take medicine, no need.
Prescription.
You understand?
Yes.
Yeah. Simple way. Gopis they are here. Or Brijavasis. They are the eternal asset. They are not sadhaka. And all rules are giving for sadhaka. Sadhaka understand?
Practice.
Gopis they are not sadhaka. Our Goswamis also they are not sadhaka. They are siddha. Nitya parikar. All rules, so for this regard, all rules are giving for jivas and conditional jivas. How they step by step, Understand? These are things. So saying this. Badavar Goswamis, they also follow these rules. Sankha Prabhukana Maganati Vika Hala Vasanam Kritu Nidra Hara Vihara Vichitu Chatandana Vichayu Radha Krishna Guna Samitu Madhuma Anandana Sanmohito Bande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Jugo Sijiva Gopalako. Voila. Portuguese.
What the meaning of this or what you spoke before?
Eh?
The meaning of this verse or the what you spoke before?
What did I spoke before?
então perguntei para Gurudeva, é porque ele explicou que o mantra ele vai te dar o fruto com, sabe, você sabendo o significado ou não. Então eu perguntei para ele, então por que existem esses cinco processos de cantar o mantra, né? Mantra Tatintana, mantra do Stotri Devata. Porque o primeiro deles é que você deve meditar no significado do mantra, né? Então o Gurudeva deu o exemplo da pandemia, do Covid, da quarentena, né? O que quer dizer ficar em quarentena? Você tem que ficar num lugar isolado. Mas existe também uma concepção que aquelas pessoas que, para você poder sair, o que você tem que fazer? Você tem que usar a máscara e você tem que se descontaminar, né? Passar o
álcool gel.
Então essa máscara é para quê? Para te proteger, né? Para você não pegar o vírus. E também para proteger outras pessoas. Se você tiver o vírus, seu corpo for bom e outras pessoas tiverem, aí você não vai passar para elas. Então o Gurudeva está explicando o quê? Que aquela pessoa que espontaneamente ela já tem essa natureza, ela segue, ela não precisa seguir as regras. As regras, na verdade, são para as pessoas que são estúpidas e tolas. Quem não está seguindo as regras, né? Quem não está seguindo, por isso que essas regras estão estabelecidas para esse tipo de pessoa. Porque o mantra ele vai te dar o fruto, né? O Gurudeva falou, o que quer dizer mantra? Quer dizer poder místico. Ou seja, poder místico não depende de você ter o conhecimento do significado ou não. Sabendo ou não o significado, ele vai te dar. Ah, é Haridas Thakura, né? Do exemplo de Haridas Thakura, que Haridas Thakura ele não recebeu Diksha mantra de ninguém porque espontaneamente ele já cantava santos nomes. Então o Gurudeva falou disso, né? Que a pessoa que ela espontaneamente ela tá cantando santos nomes quer dizer que ela já praticou Vajrayana Sada na vida passada, né? Então, isso do casamento foi agora que ele falou?
Foi nesse contexto.
Então, esse exemplo do casamento é nesse contexto, né? Que aquela pessoa que ela tá cantando, assim como na Acharya Haridas Thakura, ou ele também falou de Rupa Goswami, que Rupa Goswami não menciona em nenhum lugar do Shastra que ele recebeu o Diksha Mantra, né? Então, isso quer dizer que aquela pessoa que ela já tá cantando espontaneamente, ela já praticou todo o Vajrayana Sada na vida passada. Então, todas essas regras que estão estabelecidas, mantra Tatintana, meditar no mantra, são para as pessoas, é para quem não está seguindo as regras, né? E aí ele falou agora dos seis Goswamis, que eles, na verdade, eles são Siddha, né? Eles não são sadhakas, mas eles vêm para ensinar para a gente, por isso eles mostram o caminho. E aí ele perguntou, seis Goswamis, eles cantavam todo dia um número fixo de voltas. Ele perguntou, e as Gopis, elas cantavam um número fixo? Ele falou que porque não, porque elas espontaneamente elas estão o tempo todo, né, cantando e meditando, porque elas são Siddha. Elas, né, são associadas eternas de Krishna, então espontaneamente elas estão cantando. Gurudev explicou que todas essas regras elas são para o sadhaka, né?
Por exemplo, da pessoa que está doente, da pessoa que não está doente, da prescrição. Né?
Ah, então o médico ele vai dar o remédio para quem? Para o paciente. Se você é paciente, você precisa da prescrição e do remédio. Se você não é um paciente, então você não precisa. Aquela pessoa que está doente, ela precisa seguir as regras ali, tomar o remédio. Quem não está doente não precisa disso.
Por exemplo, da bola rolando, da pedra. De fungos, de
isso
interesse.
Daí era o quê?
Sempre praticando.
Ah, o mantra, é, Gurudev falou, se você não tá cantando o mantra, o quê? Você começa a cantar o mantra, aí a sua semente ela começa a brotar, mas se você para de cantar o mantra, aí ela para, né? Então, ele deu esse exemplo que uma pedra que tá sempre rolando, ela não junta musgo, né? Ou seja, se você tá o tempo todo cantando seu mantra, você vai desenvolver, mas se você canta um pouco e para, aí nunca vai, o mantra, ele nunca vai brotar.
Esse verso do... Acho que ele falou, né?
É, já falei pro começo, né? Vamos
ver. Olha o
Falar em português. É que ele falou que quando tem... Como sabe? Ele falou que se o mundo vem até você, é misericórdia sem causa. Se você vai até o mundo, você vai ter esse filho. Como reconhecer se o mundo está vindo até você ou se você não vai vindo até o mundo?
Saying, you explain that if Guru comes to you, then that's his causeless mercy. But if you come to Guru, then it's from your past Sukriti. So she's asking how to recognize if Guru came to you or you came to Guru.
Of saying the Gop Kumar, he told his life is true. Jayanta, that means his Gurudev.
Uh-huh.
Who is his Gurudev?
Narayan.
Narayan Bhagavan. So Gop Kumar, when he arrived in Vaikuntha Dham, that time Narayan told, hey Gop Kumar, actual I met with you in front of your Guru Jayanta. This is my causeless mercy. You have no Sukriti. So for this regard, I manifest myself. And I also brought you in front of me according my Achintya Shakti. Inconceivable potency. You understand? Actual jivas have not so much Sukriti to come to Guru. This is also true. You have Vishnu, what is called? Sanatana Goswami Pad, Vidya Bhagavata Amritam, Digdarshani Tika. Explain this. How possible they will come? Because conditions of lot of their unorthodox. Understand? A Sukriti is very thin. So how they will come? So that time, actually, Lord, he also and creates his own inconceivable potential, Achintya Shakti, his brain. And though we are saying that Sukriti will get these things, these were only for the people how to know. Bhaktistu bhavad-bhakta sangena parijayate satsanga prapate pumbi sukriti purva sanjite. Here Purva Sanchite. Purva Sanchite means is not one birth, millions births when the Sukriti will be matured and accumulated. Then you will get the association of sadhu. So when your Sukriti will be mature, accumulated and mature, and there will be sadhu sangha. This is maybe very difficult also. You understand?
High-level stage.
This
is meaning high-level stage.
Not high-level, low-level. If you get Sukriti, or when you get Sukriti, in the middle also many offenses coming. So offense also making the obstacles. You understand? Maybe your Sukriti, you get association with sadhu. And in the middle, you committed any offense. The offenses you are making the obstacles. So in your Sukriti, how possible you get association with sadhu? So for this regard, what is called? Sanatana Goswami Pad, in his Digdarshani Tika, explain this way. Actually, this is the importance of
inconceivable
potency, Achinta Shakti. Here Lord Narayan told to Gup Kumar also. You have no any actual Sukriti. And in this Sukriti you will meet with me, it is impossible. Then finally I used my own inconceivable potency, Achinta Shakti. These are things. Do you understand these things? So we have this saying also, what is it? Gop Kumar life is to understand. What is it? Gop Kumar, he born in which dynasty? Gopa dynasty. What is your dynasty? Gop Kumar, he born in dynasty. Cowherd dynasty. But why he did get this cowherd dynasty? He is told. Lord himself told, Krishna, I mean, Vishnu himself told, I'm thinking how to get Sukriti. For this regard, in my inconceivable potency, I also gave birth to you in Gopa dynasty. Because if you take birth in that dynasty, automatically spontaneous nature will come to perform that type of activities. Understand? If you take birth in Gopa dynasty, automatically you are. What is your activity? Herding the cows. This is the nature. If you take birth in Brahman dynasty, automatically spontaneous nature will come to worship Thakurji, Vigraha Seva. Everything depends on your. This is the Bhaktivinoda Thakur Chaitanya Sikshamrita explained this way. So for this regard, Lord, he told, Vishnu told to Gop Kumar, and I also gave to take birth in
Gopa dynasty.
This thing. Then you came, but still you did not get met with me. Then I also attract to you of my own inconceivable potency. So Gop Kumar, he told, his life is true. One day I become very thirsty. Then I went to drink water from the Jamuna. Then I listen. Everybody listen. Why only Gop Kumar he attracted with Jayanta? Why not everybody attracted? Two reasons. One is lack of Sukriti. This also say. Or this he is not getting the inconceivable mercy of Guru. You understand? This is the thing. Two reasons are explained. Lack of Sukriti or not receiving inconceivable potency of Guru. This is the thing. Palaburthi.
Então, ele está explicando, na verdade, que... ela fez uma pergunta que o Gurudev explicou. Quando você vai até o Guru, isso quer dizer que é por causa da sua Sukriti de vidas passadas, e quando o Guru vem até você, é pela potência inconcebível dele. Então, como saber, né, quando é que você vai até o Guru vem até você? E aí o Gurudev explicou que, na verdade, a alma condicionada, a Sukriti que ela coleta, ela é muito pequena para ela poder se encontrar com o Guru, que a maior parte das vezes é a misericórdia, não, como fala, a potência inconcebível do Guru, né? Igual esse exemplo de Gopa Kumara e de Ayanta. Quando Gopa Kumara chegou lá, Narayana falou para ele, explicou para ele que ele não tinha, na verdade, coletado, não tinha nenhuma Sukriti, não tinha nada, que o próprio Narayana, na forma do Guru de Ayanta, usou a sua potência inconcebível para atrair ele, né? Porque ele, Jayanta se manifestou lá. Mesmo quando ele apareceu lá, Gopi Kumara não tinha, como falam, nenhuma
atração,
atração de ir até ele. E aí até essa atração veio também da potência inconcebível de Jayanta.
Quando tem os obstáculos, né?
Ah, sim, isso é verdade. Então, porque, né, esse verso fala, Bhaktistu Bhagavat Bhakta Sangena Paridhyayate, Satsanga Prapete, Kumbi, Sukritai, Purva Santitai. Isso quer dizer que há Sukriti de milhões e milhões de vidas, mas o Deus falou assim, então milhões e milhões de vidas você coleta um pouco de Sukriti, mas aí você comete ofensa, então essa ofensa é igual um obstáculo. Então a sua Sukriti não é o suficiente para você se encontrar com o sábio, né? Você coletou um pouquinho, assim, o Guru está falando que a diva coleta é muito pouco essa Sukriti e não é o suficiente para você encontrar com o sábio. Então, é pela potência inconcebível dele, na verdade, que você tem a associação.
Por exemplo, ele
falou de Gopakumara e Massim
Govardhan.
Ah, tá. Então, o Gopakumara, ele nasce. Isso também é a potência inconcebível, né? Que Gopakumara, ele nasceu exatamente na dinastia de Gopa. Então, quando você nasce nessa dinastia, você tem essa natureza espontânea de quê? De cuidar das vacas. Né? Se você nasce numa dinastia de Brahma, aí o que você vai fazer? Você vai adorar a deidade e vai ter esse tipo de natureza. Quem tá falando dessa natureza? É atraído a
Augusto?
Não, deu essa natureza para ele. Todos que estavam ali perto de Jayanta, só Gopakumara que se manifestou, por que os outros não?
Ah, então, o Guru explicou isso, que por que as outras pessoas não ficaram atraídas quando o Guru estava cantando, só Gopakumara, por duas razões. Uma é a falta de Sukriti dessas pessoas, né? E a outra é que o próprio Guru estava dando essa misericórdia sem causa, usando a potência inconcebível para atrair Gopakumara. Então, por essas duas razões que outras pessoas não foram até ele. But why this nature of Gopa, Jayanta or Narayan gave him this nature, spontaneous nature of being a Gopa, taking care of the cow?
I told already, Lord himself told, in my inconceivable potential, Achinta Shakti, I gave you take birth in
Gopa dynasty,
in Govardhan also, on the lap of Giriraj Govardhan.
But then because of giving this, then he was able, I don't understand why this Gopa Jati.
I told Gopa, if you take birth in the Gopa Jati, what my spontaneous nature will come to hurting the cows.
Uh-huh.
If you take birth in the Brahmanas, automatically your nature will come to worship Thakurji.
Yes.
So in this, for this regard, Lord, he told, I gave to take birth in the in Gopa dynasty, then automatically your nature will come hurting the
cows.
Then this is mercy, special mercy.
But yes. This herding the cows is connected with his own sarup or with him coming close to Jayanta? I do not understand.
Then it comes with that. Then it is saying this way. Then he was saying, I was herding the cows.
Oh, okay.
Then I came in the bank of Jamuna, uh-huh. Drink the water. Then I listened, and my Gurudev, this name, Sri Krishna Gopal Hari Mukunda. So now, question is, everybody also. Other cowherd boys were there. Why they did not listen? Because this is not the what is called?
Lack of Sukriti and
lack of Sukriti or Achinta Shakti not coming. Achinta Shakti not giving. Understand? Lord is saying he is giving the mercy to them and sometimes he also not giving to everybody. There are no necessary give to mercy to everybody. And sometimes simultaneously, sometimes we give the mercy to everybody. According to their Aadhar and self.
Container
they will accept. Or sometimes not giving mercy to it. Because Lord, at a time two lilas is going on. What is called? Osur Banchan Lila or Bhakta Poshan Lila. Understand? Those who are envious against Guru Vaishnav, they also have Banchana. Banchana means cheating. And those who are bhakta, they are giving mercy. So Bhagavan, two lilas at a time. One is called, what do you say, Fala?
Asur Banchan.
What do you say?
Bhakta
Poshan Lila. Poshan, understand?
Nourishment.
Nourishment with devotee, surrender. And those who are not surrender, then he panchana. Chiti. Durjodhan, Dushasan, that against to Lord, against to devotee. Understand? Durjodhan, Dushasan. So Lord, he also has. And panchana. Panchana means?
Chiti.
Even and Baladev Prabhu, he wants the Subhadra's marriage ceremony with Duryodhan. But Krishna
did not allow.
Did not allow. Krishna is chai Balavan. Understand? The desire of Krishna is very powerful. Krishna desires. And because Duryodhan, Dushasan, they are killed. Asura. So how possible make relationship with Duryodhan, Dushasan, with Krishna? For this regard, Krishna did not allow to marry ceremony with his sister
Subhadra.
This is the thing. And Krishna is arranged himself to marry ceremony with
Arjun
and Subhadra. Because Arjun is devotee. Understand? This is the thing. So one is called Bhakta Pasan Lila or another is called Abhakta Banchan. Two Lilas at a time. Two disciples. One is called Madhavendra Puri. What is called? Madhavendra Puri has two disciples. Ishwara Puri and Ramachandra Puri. Madhavendra Puripad gave all his potential shakti to his disciple Ishwara Puripad. Both the disciples, Ishwara Puripad and
Ramachandra
Puri. But Madhavendra Puri he did not give to his disciple
Ramachandra
Puri. Understand? Father will give all his property which qualified his son. You understand? Lila Ananda. If your son is drinking alcohol, stupid nonsense, you give all your property to him or not? Well, why would I collect all my money's hard work? So why you give this stupid nonsense my son? And he will waste my all my property. You will give money to whom? But Maharaj, no. You give to money? Whose son?
Nice behavior.
Nice behavior with you. This is true or wrong? Simple. Otherwise, you will give that money, those whose son is to be nonsense and waste your. Then you will be also upset. Oh, I did hard work and collect money, one penny. And now I give this money to my son who drank alcohol, stupid nonsense, rascal. You will not give. Before giving the money, you think, my which son is qualified or unqualified? Understand these things. This is the process. That means not them. All my property is equal to all my sons. It's not proper. Because father is thinking this is my money, I collect very hard work, so this money should be proper way to use. And Sundarananda, did you wrong? Otherwise your son is drinking alcohol sooner than all your hard labor, endeavors, money will waste. In the same way, Madhavendra Puripad is guru, bona fide guru. But he gave all his property, bhakti, everything to Ishwara Puripad. But he did not give to
Ramachandra
Puri. Actually, Ramachandra Puri, Ishwara Puripad, all the eternal assets of Krishna, this is true. By doing this Leela and showing to us, this is the Leela. Olá, Português.
Então, eu perguntei para Gurudev porque eu não estava entendendo por que Narayana, né, ele deu para Gopa Kumara essa natureza de nascer numa família de Gopa. E aí Gurudeva explicou que ele nasceu numa família de Gopa, né, em Govardhana, porque quando você tem essa natureza de Gopa, você vai pastorear as vacas, né? Então Gurudeva falou que ele foi um dia pastorear as vacas, né, foi até o Yamuna pegar água, aí ele ouviu o Guru cantando. E aí Gurudeva explicou, mas por que que tinha outros vaqueirinhos ali, por que que eles não ficaram atraídos? Ele explicou de novo esses dois pontos, né, que um é pela falta de sutrite e outro porque eles não receberam essa potência inconcebível, a misericórdia inconcebível. Então o Gurudeva explicou que existem, que às vezes Krishna ele dá para todo mundo essa misericórdia e às vezes não. E ele explicou que tem esses dois tipos de lila, que é Bhakta Poshan Lila e Asurvanchan Lila, né, que para os demônios ele faz o que? Vanchan, ele engana os demônios, né? E para os bhaktas, ele o que? Nutre? Poxa, ele nutre os devotos. Então, ele deu o exemplo de Duryodhana do Shastra, né? Que Duryodhana ele queria se casar com Subhadra. Baladeva Prabhu queria isso, mas Krishna queria, na verdade, que ele se casasse com, que ela se casasse com Arjuna. Por quê? Porque Arjuna é um devoto, né? Então, ele engana os demônios e nutre os devotos. Dessa maneira, ele não deixou Subhadra se casar com Duryodhana e ela se casou com Arjuna. Aí Gurudeva também deu um exemplo de Madhavendra Puripada, ele tinha dois discípulos, Ishvara Puripada e Ramachandra Puri. Então Madhavendra Puripada ele deu todo o tesouro do seu coração para Ishvara Puri e não deu para Ramachandra Puri, né? Gurudeva está dando um exemplo agora de um pai que tem, né, todo a sua riqueza, todo o seu esforço, tudo que ele coletou, ele não vai dar para um filho que é estúpido, tolo, que bebe álcool, que é sem noção, né? Então ele vai dar para aquele filho que é qualificado. Ele falou que não é assim, você vai dividir tudo de maneira igual. Na verdade, isso não é apropriado. Por quê? Né, ele perguntou para o Lilano Prabhu, se você tiver um filho que bebe álcool e tal, você vai dar o seu dinheiro para ele? Vai ou não? Ele falou, vai dar para mim ou não? Mas então ele tá explicando isso, né? Que aquele que é qualificado, se seu filho for qualificado, então você vai dar todo o seu dinheiro, sua riqueza, seu esforço para ele. Da mesma maneira, então Madhavendra Puripada, ele deu todo o tesouro do coração para Ishvara Puri. Mas Gurudeva explicou que, na verdade, Ramachandra Puri e Ishvara Puri, todos eles são associados eternos, né? Mas eles estão realizando essa lida para a gente aprender também.
In the previous subject, you were speaking in the previous subject about that mercy and sukriti, that thing. Just one time I heard one class, your class, long time ago, you were saying that how do you know it was causeless mercy or sukriti? Before you die, that moment you check. Have I spent all my life serving Guru and Krishna, or did I give up or going here and there and then I came back? If you never gave up Guru and Krishna all your life, means you had sukriti. Or if you gave up, means it was only causeless mercy. Because when it's causeless mercy, then it's just maybe you don't have enough sukriti and offenses. If you don't practice, then again you go back to Maya. And how to reconcile this? Just this also there? Oh, still both things are always there, the mercy and the sukriti.
Sukriti, what is the activity of Sukriti? Sukriti's nature brings to Guru and devotee. You are coming here, if you say, okay, according to my Sukriti, I have come. And in front of Sadhu. But you associate with Sadhu or not, this is dependent on your desires. Give an example, you can bring the horse in front of the pond. But horse is not thirsty. He will not drink. And in the Sukriti's duties is what? I think Jiva Goswami Padasama explained this. Sukriti's duties to bring to in front of Sadhu. Because here bhakti stu bhagavata sangino purijayati. Satsanga prapati. Satsanga prapta kara dete. Mani mila dete. You understand?
To meet.
Sukriti's duty is what? How to meet with Sadhu. You come here. This is your Sukriti brought you. But you listen Harikatha or not, this depends on you. This is depend on you. Understand? One thief. He running here and there. But that day he did not get anything. Money he did not steal anything. Then he came in one temple. And so all the people, they are listening Harikatha. And they very be attentively listen Harikatha. Look these things. Then he saw the people also, your money bag are they putting here. You are listening, you are not giving attention, your
bag.
Money bag. And that time they were, oh, very nice. They are listening Harikatha. So it is better I can take their
money bag.
Then he took the money bag. Many thieves also come, you know, and pickpocket us. He took the money bag. But thieves not suddenly go out. If you suddenly come and take, if anybody notices, then everybody, hey, he took your money bag. Thief was
very clever.
Just not taking this and go out. And first put in his own pocket, very carefully and sitting very, and pretending to listening. Understand? Thief, they are very, very clever. Understand? That is, look. So he took the money from the listener and his pocket. In the same time, the speaker, he spoke about Krishna's beauty, Krishna's alankar. Alankar, understand?
Ornaments.
In this material world, what kinds of money you can get? The speaker was speaking. What money you will get? Maybe if you steal someone money bag, maybe 10 rupees, 15 rupees, 100 rupees. Indian people, they are not picking money bag, not so much money. Understand? Ladies money bag showing, or gents money bag hiding. You understand? This is the answer saying this way. Gents money bag hiding. Our ladies money bag showing. Ladies money, very nice, beautiful thing, actual nothing inside. Maybe 10 rupees, 5 rupees. Our gents money bag, very carefully covered. Because money is there. If in India, this is the Western, I don't know. But Indian there, ladies there also money bag, one very nice, beautiful money bag. And holding this way.
Here too. Yes, very nice showing.
Ladies there, there's money bag, very big and very expensive. External, very many sewing. Actually, you open, maybe 10 rupees inside. Understand? This speaker, he was speaking this katha also. But if you meet with Krishna, Krishna is the best, what is called? Thief. And if you meet with the best thief, maybe he will give suggestion to you how to get lot of wealth of money. Look, this person who got the money back. Actually, that money is your when little bit open, there will maybe 10 rupees are there. Already I told, ladies money bag, not money, maybe 10 rupees, 15 rupees. I understand? So that's how you go. Then we attentively listen. Oh, Krishna. Krishna is the best thief. So if you meet with Krishna, maybe he will give me suggestion. I'll get lot of money. That time we listen. That is speaker, he was speaking. Continue he was speaking. The Krishna, he lives in Vaikuntha, what is called?
Brindavan.
This way, explain everything. They say his name is Krishna, his father name is Nanda Maharaj. That time his mind is very, he's thinking this is real thief, Krishna. So I have to go meet with him. Then he proceed to Brindavan. He's thinking, maybe I will forget the name of Krishna. So all he's chanting, Krishna, 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 Krishna. Understand? Then come, you have to go Brindavan, cross the Jamuna. Then he crossed the, how he will cross the Jamuna? How are you saying, without chanting Radhanam, Krishna will not cross to you in Jamuna. When he came in Brindavan, that time he said, what to do now? How to cross Jamuna? He met with one Brajavasi. Look, how this also according to the Sadhu Sangha bring to him. Listen Harikatha. Eh? We don't want to listen Harikatha. But that thief also listen Harikatha. He's thinking how to meet with Krishna. He's always is thinking how to meet with Krishna. He's thinking Krishna is an ordinary thief. Eh? So how to meet with him? When he came in Vrindavan, and when he come in Jabuna, then how to do? And without Radha Nam, Krishna will not allow to cross Jabuna, come to Vrindavan. Then Krishna himself manifested in front of him as like one Brajavasi. Hey, you want to cross Jabuna? Yes. Will chant Radha Nam. Then maybe he thinking, maybe I will forget Krishna Nam. And Krishna big thief. Then he say, okay. Radhi Krishna, Radhi Krishna, Radhi. Then same Krishna and crossing the Jabuna in the form of one boatman and come in that place. And that time the Krishna just 8 o'clock. Now 8 o'clock. Krishna every day 8 o'clock he used to go herding the cows. Understand? That time Krishna is thinking, I'm my pure devotee. Because only he chanted Krishna Nam, Radha Nam, his heart already was neat and clean. And Krishna, then that day Krishna told his friends, you go front, I am going back. And then all these things. That thief was standing early in the morning, all the cows, cowherd boys, Baladev Prabhu, all they are going. And behind, Krishna is coming. According to the description of the sadhu. Sadhu describes how you know that the person Krishna, he has the peacock feather, turban, and on his turban, very nice peacock feather, and holding the flute, and many ornaments. Then he came and he saw Krishna. Then he asked, your name is Krishna? Well, yes, you give me everything. Krishna very humble. He gave everything. Then Krishna told that thing. Krishna told, I don't want to give my ankle bells. Understand? Because this is my mother, love and affection. Then that the thief he took everything from Krishna. And again he came to the same place where Sadhu was. Even Katha. Then he saw these things. Oh look, I do. His heart melted and said, Bala Vrindavan Vihari Lal. And sometimes Sukriti brings to Sadhu. Because Bhaktistu Bhagavata Sangena Purijayate Satsanga Prapate. Here usually is what Satsanga Prapate. Prapate means is what? You get the association of Sadhu. But you listen Harikatha or not, this is depend on you. That means Sukriti's duty to bring sadhu. This is the thing. So that means you have come here in your Sukriti or the causeless mercy. This is depend on this. Sometimes Sukriti never destroy. You are using the destroy. Actually, Sukriti not destroyed. Because Sukriti is transcendental things also. Not material things. But anyhow, you are using this word, Chaitanya Charitamrita using. And if you offend, then Sukriti also destroyed. Sukhi Jayapata. Okay. So now, what he said? But causeless mercy, that is not destroyed. Vaituki Kripa. So for the every day you are singing what? Gurudev Kripa Bindu Diya Karo E Dase Tina Peksha Yoti Hino. What is the song there? Vaituki Kripa Chai. That is use this word or the song. Is not the song. Gurudev Kripa Bindu Diya Karo E Dase Tina Peksha Yoti Hino Sakala Sahane Bala Diya Karo Nijamane Spriyahino Har Sakale Samman Karite Sakati Dehanatha Jatha Jatha Tavito Gaibo
Hari namo sukhe aparadha habe hato kabe hano kripa lobhiya e jano kitartha hoi binatha
shakti
buddhihin ami oti din karo more atma sat aur din
yogyata
vichare kichu nahi pai tumara karuna sar
karuna
na hoile kandiya kandiya parna re ahituki kripa ya kripa means ahituki causeless mercy according to sukriti actually we cannot attain our highest perfection only sukriti brings to sadhu and when you receive this the causeless mercy of sadhu or krishna that time I will get the association of sadhu you understand this is the process also so look this that thief he met with sadhu but he attained to krishna or not
yes
so this story also saying this sometimes also many Russian devotee they made this very nice this leela drama of this causeless mercy of krishna and meeting with him. So causeless mercy sukriti and causeless mercy aituk kripa it's with difference so are you to tell the sukriti meet with sadhu sukriti brings to sadhu understand and sometimes also without your sukriti you will come and sometimes krishna give chance also but if you have not sukriti then you will return back to maya many people they also coming in krishna consciousness why they again return back to maya pardon
because it's no sukriti
that is not actually they did not come in their own sukriti they came just krishna some mercy I think some commentary explained in this way it's sukriti's duty this to bring to sadhu and causeless mercy give everything for this regard Gopkumar he met with his guru Jayanta not his sukriti this is called the inconceivable mercy of
krishna
fala português
uma vez eu ouvi uma aula dele dizendo que isso que é como saber se você veio pelo sukriti ou pela misericórdia sem causa veio na hora da sua morte se você ainda continuou a vida inteira e nunca abandonou significa que era você tinha algum sukriti também e se foi só misericórdia sem causa mas você sem sukriti nem nada você Krishna te deu uma oportunidade mas você cometeu alguma ofensa alguma coisa não fez base nem sada né, e acabou voltando pra Maya
no começo mesmo falou que deu o exemplo do cavalo né? Então você falou que na verdade o dever que a sukriti faz ela traz você até o sadhu da mesma maneira que você pode levar um cavalo até o lago mas você não pode forçar ele a beber água então a sukriti ela vai te levar até o sadhu mas se você vai ouvir harikata ou não isso vai depender do seu desejo não vai depender da sukriti certo? Antes dessa história que ele falou? No, I'm thinking before this story of the thief, you explained how sukriti will bring you to sadhu, but if you listen harikata or not, depends on your desire. Mm-hmm. Like horse coming to the pond, but if he will drink or not, depends on him. But I'm trying to remember, you spoke something before telling the story of the thief.
I just told the story.
Então, Gurudev conta essa história do ladrão, né, que tinha um lugar, as pessoas estavam ouvindo harikata de um sadhu, e aí tinha um ladrão. Aí o ladrão foi até ali, e Gurudev explicou que a natureza do ladrão é que ele rouba, mas ele é muito cauteloso, né, ele não simplesmente pega as coisas e sai. Aí ele também estava falando, ele tinha falado da bolsa das mulheres, né, que as mulheres elas andam com uma bolsa muito bonita, mas que na verdade não tem dinheiro nenhum dentro. Agora os homens eles guardam tipo, a carteira no bolso, assim, bem escondido, porque está cheio de dinheiro. Então esse ladrão estava ali
ouvindo as pessoas, vendo as pessoas ouvir Harikata com muita concentração, e aí elas deixam às vezes a bolsa assim, né? Não estão prestando muita atenção, estão prestando atenção no Harikata, não estão prestando atenção na bolsa. Então aí ele foi e roubou ali uma bolsa, mas pra não dar fala ele não saiu correndo, né? Então ele sentou ali, guardou no bolso, sentou e ele ficou ouvindo Harikata. E aí quando ele começou a ouvir o Harikata, o Sado tava falando, bem nesse momento tava falando, ah, o que que é o dinheiro desse mundo, né? Começou a explicar como Krishna na verdade é o maior dentre todos os ladrões, e ele que Krishna é cheio de ornamentos, né? Então aí o ladrão começou a prestar atenção no que o Sado tava falando. E aí o Sado tá falando que você tem que se encontrar com Krishna, que ele é o maior ladrão. E aí o ladrão começou a pensar que Krishna era um ladrão comum. E aí ele ficou pensando, mas eu tenho que me encontrar com Krishna então. Aí o Sado falou, né, o Krishna ele mora em Vrindavan, o pai dele é Nanda Maharaj. E o que aconteceu? Ele viu que naquela bolsa tinha talvez 10 rupias, não tinha quase nada de dinheiro. Aí ele pensou, então eu tenho que me encontrar com Krishna. Aí ele começou a ir para Vrindavan. E aí no caminho para Vrindavan ele ficou pensando, eu não posso me esquecer do nome de Krishna. Então ele ficou cantando, Krishna, 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 Krishna. Ficou cantando o nome de Krishna no caminho de Vrindavan. Então chegando perto de Vrindavan, para você chegar em Vrindavan você tem que cruzar o Yamuna. E como que você cruza o Yamuna? Somente se você cantar Radha Nama você vai poder cruzar o Yamuna, certo? Então aí o próprio Krishna se manifestou ali na forma de um Brajabasi. E aí falou pro ladrão, ah, se você quiser cruzar o Yamuna você tem que cantar o nome de Radha. Aí ele ficou pensando, mas se eu cantar o nome de Radha, eu vou esquecer o nome de Krishna. Então ele ficou cantando Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna. Aí o próprio Krishna apareceu ali na forma de um barqueiro e fez com que ele tivesse, né, fez com que ele atravessasse o Yamuna. Então quando ele atravessou o Yamuna, Gurudev explicou, né, que ele já tinha cantado Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna. O que aconteceu? O coração dele ficou completamente puro. E aí ele chegou 8 horas da manhã, bem no horário que Krishna vai sair com todos os vaqueirinhos, né, para pastorear. Mas Krishna naquele dia ele decidiu que, ah, vocês vão na frente e eu vou atrás. Então aquele ladrão viu, né, Baladev Prabhu, todas as vacas, os vaqueirinhos, todo mundo ali passando, e aí ele se encontrou com Krishna. Aí quando ele se encontrou com Krishna, ele falou, ei, você é Krishna? Perguntou, né? Aí ele falou, sim, eu sou Krishna. Aí o ladrão falou, então me dá tudo que você tem. Aí Krishna, muito simples, deu, né, todas as joias para ele, mas falou que não ia dar a tornozeleira, porque a tornozeleira era a representação do amor e afeição de Mãe Yashoda. Aí o que aconteceu quando o tornozeleiro? Ele ficou com a
tornozeleira. É que ele falou assim, que ele só reconheceu que era Krishna, porque ele se lembrou da distinção que o Sado tinha falado, que ele tinha escrito como era Krishna, aí deu a...
Isso, então ele, como ele reconheceu quem era Krishna, porque ele ouviu o Harikata do Sado, e o Sado falou, né, todas as qualidades de Krishna, falou que ele usa uma pena de pavão, turbante, ele segura uma flauta e cheio de ornamentos, então ele pode reconhecer Krishna. Krishna deu os ornamentos para ele e aí ele voltou lá onde o Sado estava dando Harikata e mostrou os ornamentos que Krishna deu para ele, né? O Sado que chorou ou foi ele? Aí, né, lágrimas escorreram dos olhos e o coração se derreteu.
Finish. What do you want? Do you understand?
I understand that
and now 8:30 took Mahaprasada.
Okay. I understand that the main thing is the causeless mercy, and Sukriti is not enough because we do so many offenses. And the main thing, I mean, even if you come by a little bit by Sukriti, but we listen Harikata.
Always listen, Sukriti brings to Sadhu Sangha, in front of Sadhu.
But some people will listen one time, some people will listen, some people.
Ah, também falou da. Às vezes as pessoas vêm, mas é pela misericórdia. Por isso que elas abandonam, né? Ele falou isso, que às vezes os devotos vêm para a consciência de Krishna, mas depois eles abandonam. Por quê? Porque isso, na verdade, Krishna está dando uma oportunidade para aquela pessoa se associar, mas como ela não tem Sukriti, às vezes ela vem e depois ela abandona.
Faz ofensa,
sabe? É, comete ofensa.
Very difficult to understand, Guruji.
Hã?
Very difficult to understand.
Are you everything you understand how do bhajan and sadhan? You chant holy name, then understand. Everything cannot understand without
doing bhajan
and sadhan. So other who will do bhajan and sadhan? There were many places of saying. You read that number, what is saying? Bhajana Vijayakumar asked the question. Everything cannot understand what I am speaking. Everything you something you understand, your own bhajan and sadhan and mercy of Krishna. Only I speak, you cannot understand. You also understand by when we receive the mercy of Krishna. Okay. Is it Tulasi or not?
Yes, Tulasi.
What is his name?
Lalit Krishna Das.
Lalit Krishna Das.
A Madhava Maharaj disciple.
Ah, very nice. Nice.
And sometimes also you mentioned that the sadhaka should always feel like Prabhupada's mercy, Gurudev's Prabhupada's mercy, otherwise, like, how to develop?
Aitu Kripa, this is very important. Aitu Kripa to whom? This is called Sajan Palan or Sajan Pushan. Chalo.
Thank you.